From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a sharp rebuke and call for reform in the Chicago Police Department. The U.S. Justice Department, that is, says police officers in the Windy City violated the constitutional rights of residents for years, permitted a racial bias against blacks, used excessive force, and even killed people who did not pose threats. In a scathing report following a year-long investigation, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Friday that the problems in Chicago were due to what she called systematic deficiencies.
CPD does not give its officers the training they need to do their jobs safely, effectively, and lawfully. And it does not adequately review use of force incidents to determine whether force was appropriate or lawful, or whether the use of force could have been avoided altogether.
The Justice Department began investigating the nation's third largest police force in December of 2015 after the release of dash cam video that showed a white police officer shoot a black teenager 16 times as he walked holding a small folded knife. The release of the video caused widespread outrage and cost the city's police commissioner his job. Japan's Takata Corporation has agreed to plead guilty to criminal wrongdoing and pay $1 billion in fines for concealing a defect in its airbags that caused the largest auto safety recall in U.S. history. Takata inflators were found to explode under high force and spew shrapnel into automobile passenger compartments. At least 16 people were killed and hundreds of others were injured by those airbags. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.